Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Radio family, good morning. Happy weekend and welcome to another great conversation that's about to get underway here on the Weekend Edition of Community Focus. Your wonderful company as always. Thank you so much for tuning in here on our Odyssey stations, and every weekend a chance, of course, to engage in wonderful conversation. And I am so happy we have a new member to add to our Community Focus family. And Radio Family, this will be a first, at least for me personally. Once we get our conversation underway, we're going to talk about something that some of us may be familiar with, only in terms of the name, but we may not know about the history or the background. So when I say the word vitiligo, some of us may be familiar with it, others may have just heard about it and have no clue as to what it is, but we're going to be well informed with the information that's about to be provided. And I'm really so happy to have this conversation as I say good morning to a young lady who I had the distinct pleasure of originally meeting at a bridal show back in May of this year. It took place in Winston-Salem. It was kind of a dreary Saturday, Tiffany, and we were at the Enterprise Center over in Winston-Salem. I was emceeing this wonderful event, and it was coming to the point where the fashion show portion was about to get underway, and I saw you and all of these sisters in these beautiful gowns and the fellas looking nice in their tuxedos. And that was really our initial meeting. As I say good morning to you, Tiffany Stancil, how are you? And welcome to the Community Focus family.
Good morning, and thank you. And I am doing very, very well.
Wonderful. I was just saying this and mentioning this to you, Tiffany, before we even got on air, how much I enjoy seeing you on social media just about every morning when I come into the studio here. And, you know, one of the first things that's part of being a co-host and a co-producer of a morning show is we're on social media relatively early. And it's always nice to see fellow family members who are up and early right along with us and chatting on social media. And Tiffany, I have you on the program, as I mentioned earlier, the word vitiligo. Some of us may be familiar, at least in terms of hearing the word. The rest of us, this is going to be a totally new and hopefully very enlightening conversation. And the reason I wanted you on the program is you are an individual who has vitiligo. And who better to get the facts about this than to talk with you directly? So the first obvious question, what exactly is vitiligo? How do you explain it to people?
I usually just let them know it's a skin condition. Some people call it a disease, but we don't like to use that word as much. So we say it's a skin condition where the cells, your cells in your skin that hold your melanin, they start to interact and fight with each other, and you start to lose your pigment. And that's basically what vitiligo is in a nutshell. It's just spots on your skin where the pigment is lost.
Now, is this what causes it actually to occur in the body?
That's the process of it. Mm-hmm. What causes it, nobody really knows. There's no one cause for it. Like diabetes, you can't say, okay, well, you you drink too much tea or something, and that's why your sugar is high.
Right, right.
And things like that. It is an autoimmune disease like diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
But it can come on from stress. It can come from chemicals that you use, everyday chemicals in your makeup, cleaning chemicals,
wow,
things in your clothes. It can come from being outside in the sun, getting some.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Burn. Mm-hmm. It's just different things that cause it. They haven't pinpointed actual reason for why it starts to appear or even when it starts, because you have a lot of different people. Like myself, I was born with it.
Oh, okay.
And then some people don't even get it till later on in life, till like they're in their 30s and 40s, or right, they may have a major stress event that goes on. Somebody may pass away and this causes a lot of stress on them, and that can react, and right, they can start to have spots that way.
Well, Tiffany, so you've already taught me, certainly I had no idea that a person could be born with it. Now, I had, you know, a very vague or small understanding that as one got older, they likely could develop the symptoms with the skin condition, but I had no idea, mm-hmm, that an individual could be born with it. And particularly for you, a beautiful woman of color. And I wanted to add as a side note, because we are at that time of year, and you were mentioning earlier, the exposure to the sun and how important it is that we protect our skin no matter what color our melon happens to be, is that, yes, skin cancer knows no color, really. And I think one of the misconceptions for us as people of color is, well, I already have my natural melon. I don't need, you know, protection from the sun. I don't need sunscreen when I'm out,
right,
in the sun. But the truth of the matter is, cancer is cancer,
mm-hmm,
especially skin cancer. And,
mm-hmm,
there are so many cases, particularly seeing those numbers on the increase for those of us who are people with color, because we don't take the seriousness of wearing that protection when we're in the sun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is very, it's very important. And then with vitiligo, it's very important that you protect your skin as well, because those spots can easily burn because it doesn't,
right,
have any melanin left.
To protect it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, let's get into dispelling one of the myths about vitiligo, because you likely, when you first found yourself with this skin condition, and unfortunately, things that people are just not used to seeing, we kind of freak out. We have this strange look in our face as to, you know, why does she look that particular way? Is,
okay,
vitiligo contagious?
It is not contagious. A lot of people, since they don't have an understanding,
exactly,
they think, okay, well, it's got to be something, and, oh, I don't want to catch it. But
right,
it's,
right,
not contagious. I've had a lady come up to me before, years ago, we were in the grocery store with my daughter, and she wanted to stop and pray for me because she associated it with leprosy.
Oh, wow.
And I had to explain to her, okay, this is nowhere near
exactly.
leprosy right. and things like that. So, yeah, people, if they don't have an understanding or just like naturally scared mm-hmm. of something that's not normal, right. would think that. But it is not contagious at all.
And thank you for the clarification and really for helping us have a better understanding of that. Because I think that is something that sometimes our naivety comes into play because we're unfamiliar with it. We've never seen it. We sometimes don't know how to properly react to a situation yeah. such as that. So I really appreciate you sharing that information. And I just thank you, Mama. I normally would say the minute that I introduce you, you start out as a newbie, since this is our first conversation of this kind here in our public affairs show. But Mama, you my sister now, so I want to officially yeah. welcome you to the Community Focus family. I do have some more questions on the subject matter. And again, I so appreciate you bringing the knowledge here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. And Tiffany, I think when we were initially getting together to have this conversation, I believe I may have shared with you, and if I did not, I want to say right here this morning, our public affairs program, that I had a lady at getting back to the bridal show that you and I both attended, came up to me mm-hmm. after she saw you, and she wanted me to personally thank you for your radiance and for your beauty. And the way you rocked that stage, Mama, when you were up there modeling, because she said that she has a grandson who has a similar condition. And because he's so young and he doesn't understand what's happening to him, he's scared. Mm-hmm. But that mm-hmm. grandmother, in seeing you, that was really a ray of light for her to go back and to share with her grandson that she had a chance to see you and to talk about you and to really encourage her grandson, and likely in just letting him know that he wasn't alone, that he's not yeah. the only one, that he's being somehow punished for having this particular skin condition. But mm-hmm. it's far from the truth. And I just hope that maybe one day I'll run into that same lady someday and kind of, you know, follow up with her to see how things are going with her grandson. But I just wanted you to know that you've already been an inspiration to someone so young who's dealing with something like that at such an early age. So thank you for that. Just thank you for being you.
Oh, you're welcome. I know what he's going through and what he's dealing with. I hope it does encourage him to know that he is. To me, he's blessed.
Absolutely.
Touched him and paints on him. And yeah.
And you know what, too, Tiffany, for someone who is listening, who also may be going through a similar condition and has the opportunity to hear this conversation between you and me, is also being encouraged this morning as well. So I'm yes. looking forward to the second half of our conversation. So will you stick around and have more conversation with me?
Yes, I sure will.
I'm looking forward to it. And thank you, Radio Family, for your great company. Indeed, we will continue this wonderful conversation. Tiffany Stansel joins me. Our topic of discussion is vitiligo, and we are sharing this information with you here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, and we will be back right after this break. Thank you so much, Radio Family. You're listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Great conversation with members of our Community Focus family every weekend, and our newest member, who is definitely family, as this conversation gets underway. Joining me, Renee Vaughn, is Tiffany Stansel, and we are talking about the skin condition vitiligo. And Tiffany, I wanted to, as we continue in conversation, are there different types of vitiligo? Again, we want to get our radio family and our listening audience as well educated on the subject matter, especially for many who are not familiar with the term.
Yes, there are now five different types of vitiligo. One is focal, which is pretty much it's just in one spot and it hasn't spread anywhere. You just have like one place where it is.
Right.
Then you have segmental, which is on one particular section of the body. Like you may just have spots on your leg or just on your face, things like that. Then you have acrofacial, which is on the face, the hands, in your eyes or around your nose and mouth. And then you have generalized, which means it could pretty much be anywhere.
Okay.
And then you have universal, which is when you've lost almost 80% or more of your melanin. So you've pretty much already turned almost completely.
Okay, so is that along the lines of, I believe the term is albinism? Okay, am I pronouncing it correctly? Okay.
Yeah, it is associated with that. So we have vitiligo and albinism right there together. So they're pretty much associated with it because they're both, the melanin is gone from the skin.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this, Tiffany. Are there any treatments for vitiligo?
There is. I can say for myself that I haven't tried any of them because I'm just not one. I don't wish to change it or anything.
Right.
But they have like the photolight therapy that you can do. They have different creams that you can try.
Right.
If you go to a dermatologist, they'll give you different things to try, different medicines. They have oral medicines that you can take and things of that nature. But with those being said, there's still a possibility for it to come back.
Right.
So that's why my preference is to not even try.
Well, it's like
you get my melanin back because it can go away again. So,
exactly, and I love the fact that you just mentioned you just love you for who you are, and the true representation of what you are, even with someone who has vitiligo. Now, is there a cure for this that you know of?
There is no cure. Mm-hmm. They have no cure for it yet. We have doctors that are working on it, still researching it, and but there's no cure. To me, I feel like there probably wouldn't be a cure because there's no pinpoint for how it starts.
Starts, right.
Or why it's caused, because it can run in your family and it could not. Like for me, I'm the only one in my family on both sides.
Oh,
that
wow. Has it. Yeah. And Tiffany, I want to thank you for really being open and honest about this with us as a radio family and as a listening audience. I wanted to get back to your personal journey. And for those who may not have had a chance, as we were in conversation earlier, you mentioned that you were born with it. So you pretty much have had this the majority of your life. When you notice the changes in your skin, and you notice that this condition was literally just taking over, what was your initial reaction? How were you feeling at that time before you realized what was happening to you?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I had different emotions. I mean, I really, even growing up as a child, when I was born with it, it was considered a birthmark. That's what the doctors just, that's her birthmark. So I was just like, okay, well, I got a birthmark.
Yeah, no big deal, right?
And and that spot never spread. So to me, it was no big deal. Mm-hmm. But then as I got older, when I got elementary school and stuff, then the kids were like, one day a girl was like, oh, what's wrong with your fingers? Why they look like that? And I looked at my fingers and I'm like, wow, I don't know why the tips of my fingers or white like this, and and I'm looking at everybody, that's gonna start focusing on everybody else's hands, like, well, yours not like mine. And then it was the tip of my toes was the same way. So I got to a point where I was hiding, trying to hide my fingers and my toes. I wouldn't wear sandals because it was just like, I don't want nobody to ask me about this because I don't even know what it is myself.
Right.
And then I'd say once I got in middle school, when Michael Jackson got really big, and then they started talking about him with it, it kind of clicked on me because it had been spreading all my life on my fingertips and toes. And I was just like, oh, well, maybe that's what I have.
Okay. And you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. Tiffany, you're either looking at my notes or you're picking my brain, because that's exactly, Michael was going to be the example that I was going to use, that for me personally, that was how I was introduced as to what vitiligo was, because I'm sure for the majority of us who are listening to our conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, we had never heard of vitiligo. Probably couldn't pronounce it, didn't know what it was, until we realized that Mike was going through those changes. And I don't really know the full backstory. You may know more than I do, but I think it got to the point where it did spread with him, but I think he just made the decision that he was just going to completely bleach his skin, because I don't think it fully got to the point where albinism was becoming a part of him. I think he just got to the point where he just got tired of his skin looking uneven and said, you know, I need to do something about this. So why don't I just lighten up the rest of my body? And that be that. Yeah, but you're absolutely right. And then when I think about, and I don't know what the story is with this gentleman. I don't know how familiar you are with sports, but recently there is a Major League Baseball player by the name of Sammy Sosa. But I think with Sammy, that's a completely different story, because Sammy, like Michael, was this beautiful brown skin Latin man. And then when you look at him now, there's such a talk, right? Like, he really did the complete opposite and may have had some sort of cosmetic procedure done, because the rumor was that he didn't literally, and it's not to make light of the situation, but no pun intended, he wasn't comfortable with the skin he was in. And I think there was so much pressure of him being a darker, and I believe he's Puerto Rican, that he was getting so much pressure from not fitting in because he was such this dark man. And sadly, we live in a society that puts such a negative light on color in general. And I don't know if that has something to do with pressuring him to lighten his skin to fit into what society's definition of beauty is. But it's really sad, because this was something that he likely brought on himself. This wasn't something that may have happened because of an autoimmune disease, but he just chose to lighten his skin. And it's also, and this is a totally different topic of discussion, but sadly, you have individuals who are going that route. They don't feel comfortable with being darker complected. And so they're even having surgeries, or like you say, take these different medications that's lightening their skin. And it's just so sad. Just so sad.
It is very sad. And just like with vitiligo, you have that pressure of, like, going out and you stand out.
Right.
You can't help but stand out. And everybody is not a person. Everybody's not an extrovert. So standing out to them is not comfortable.
Exactly.
And then when you have the stares to go with it to make you feel like, okay, I'm a monster.
Right.
And things like that. So, it's a lot to deal with. A lot of people say, oh, vitiligo is nothing because there's no pain associated with it. But there is. There's that pain of being rejected.
Absolutely.
And then you have the mental anguish of it all. And then the anxiety, because still to today, there are sometimes where I get anxious to go out.
Right.
It just overwhelms me. And it's just like, okay, I can't do this. Or I go to Walmart or something, and it's just like so many people staring that it just gets overwhelming at times. And it's like, okay, you just want to go and hide and things like that. And with the youth that deal with it, I know it's a lot.
Absolutely. And I thank you for touching on that, because, again, for a person who may be listening, who was also an individual with vitiligo, and it does have an impact on us regardless of our age. But you're right, Tiffany. I think of younger individuals, and as I was mentioning earlier about the grandson who had it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, and this is such a nice way to transition with this question, has vitiligo had a negative or positive effect on you, and how?
I would say in the beginning it was a negative effect. It drew me inwards into myself, because I didn't really, growing up, there weren't a lot of people that looked like me.
Like you, right.
And then, not to say that there wasn't a lot of people who had vitiligo, because there are a lot of older people who've had it for a while that just didn't know what it was themselves.
Right.
And covered it up. So there's people walking around with makeup on that look like me, but I don't know it because they've covered it up. And then growing up with it, with children, okay, children have no filter.
Exactly. Well, I was thinking about when you were younger and your classmate told you, what's wrong with your fingers? I mean, I was thinking sometimes.
Like, oh, God.
Exactly. It's like, you know, young folk, we love them, but sometimes they're not the most discreet of individuals.
Yes. Yeah, so I grew up just like it was a hindrance for me. I didn't feel like that I could just step out, because I felt like, okay, if I'm in the spotlight, somebody's going to ask me about this.
Right.
And I don't want to talk about it, because, first of all, I don't understand it, and it makes me uncomfortable.
Right.
As I got older and started, I can actually say once I got older, it got better for me, because I was used to the stairs. I got used to the stairs.
Right.
And things of that nature. It didn't actually come on my face until after my second child. So I was around 30.
Okay.
When it finally started to come on my face. And then that threw me back, because now it's like on my face. And I'm like, oh, God, now it's really just here.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I stare at myself, this is what I'm going to see.
Right.
And so I just had to really, like, it put me in my face. It really, really put me in my faith.
Yeah.
It tested me with my faith. And yes, I just have to say that God has been good, and he is just, he's kept me, because I have just, I've had to deal with that. And even dealing with my children dealing with it.
Right, right.
Because it's like, okay, I have this on my face, and now these other kids are going to come to my children and be like, what's wrong with your mom? Or why your mama look like that? And stuff like that. And it's like, now I have to deal with their emotions and how I'm going to get them through dealing with their mom looking this way. But through that, I mean, meeting people that look like me.
Yeah.
There's a vitiligo support group here in North Carolina that's spread across the state.
Yes.
So that just helps. And I would say to anybody, just get with a support group. Find some people around you that can support you and love you. Yeah, because we need it. We need it a lot. People don't understand what we go through. And it's more mental and emotional than anything else. So it's like, okay.
Very true.
Help us.
Exactly.
And we can be different every day.
Right.
I wake up every day not knowing if I'm going to have another spot, or if my spots are going to move, if they're going to go away, come back somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So it's like a constant thing for us. We never know how we're going to look.
Right. That is so true. One thing I will add with what you just mentioned, Tiffany, is that I just love how you really rely on your faith to keep you strong, because it reminds me of how we have a grand creator who is not partial, who loves us regardless of what we look like, because he sees the true inner beauty in us. He doesn't see your vitiligo. He sees your heart. He sees your soul. He sees all that you're doing, including this conversation with me. And this is a blessing in itself to share this information with others and to be a support to someone who is perhaps listening to this conversation, who has felt isolated, who has felt alone because they may be in a situation in which they're newly diagnosed as having vitiligo and not knowing where to go and not knowing exactly who to talk to. So I really want to thank you, especially for mentioning the support groups. And that's the wonderful thing. And I was saying and sharing with this with you earlier of how I love seeing how much I get a chance to see you interact on social media. I've seen some of the pictures that you have posted on on Facebook with your support group and others. And that made me think, what was your reaction when you had a chance to meet someone who does look like you, who also has vitiligo?
I cried.
Yeah.
My first thing, I just cried because it was beautiful to know I'm not alone.
Right, exactly.
And to hear the stories of how they felt and how they came about to just embrace it and stuff, it was like, yes, that's my story. That's my journey. Somebody else has been on this. There is actually somebody who knows exactly how I'm feeling. Because you have your family and your friends that support you, but they don't really know exactly what you've been through or how you really feel. Right. They can empathize with you, but to have somebody that you know how the stairs come and how they make you feel.
Exactly.
And when people say off the wall things like, are you burned or what's wrong with you or why you look like that?
Yeah.
They pick on you and want to call you a cow and things like that. And it's, there's people there that you could just embrace. And I was like, okay, you actually know what it's like.
Absolutely.
And it's just like a wonderful thing to know that you are not alone.
Very true. Very true. You touched on this a little bit, but how did it affect your family and your friends when you shared with them or you told them this is what you have?
My family is very protective.
Yeah.
So even with it, if they're with me somewhere and people are staring and stuff, I had to get them to a point to be like, it's okay.
Right.
Because they were protective and they're like, what you looking at?
Right, exactly.
Quit staring at me. Especially my daughter. My daughter was always like that. Like, why are you staring at her? And it's just like, okay, don't worry about it. Ignore them. When I got with my husband.
Right.
I had to get him to that place because he's very protective and he'd be like, okay, what you and I'm like, okay, babe, we not beat nobody up.
I was going to say, but you know, your husband is ready to protect your honor. He ready to fight.
Yes, he is right there ready. He is like, So I have to be like, calm down, babe.
Right.
It's okay. Right. And stuff. And he'll just ask me sometimes like, are you okay? You all right? Like you want to leave? Are you comfortable and stuff like that? So they embrace it. They understand what I go through. So they're constant, like when they're with me, they're constantly like my shields, just ready for anything. So I love it.
And it has to be a wonderful feeling when you get the support from those closest to you who really want you to feel comfortable no matter where you go. And again, willing to defend your honor and to protect you. And I like what you said. Sometimes we have to calm our loved ones down to let them know it's going to be okay. But, you know, in a sense, too, Tiffany, that makes you stronger, knowing that you have that love and support that you do.
Now, you
mentioned earlier, where can those who want to support to learn more about vitiligo, where can they go in addition to social media and perhaps the support group that you're associated with?
Okay, well, the support group I'm with is it's a North Carolina Vitiligo support group, and you can find them on, we can find us on Facebook if anyone has vitiligo and they need to reach out to us. Like I said, we're across the state, so we have people in Charlotte, in Raleigh and Durham, Greensboro, Burlington, everywhere in North Carolina. So we always try to get together in the different cities and just like have lunch, things like that, keep everybody updated on what's going on.
Right.
You can also go to vitfriends.org, which is vitfriends.org. You can go there and get information on Vitiligo. If you're in another state or you know somebody in another state, there is a list of affiliates there on that website they can go to and find a contact person for those Vitiligo support groups in those states because they have them across the country.
Nice.
We also, since this is June, this June is Vitiligo Awareness Month.
Great.
So, yeah, if you're on social media, it's probably a whole bunch of spotted beauties that you'll
exactly.
see that are posting about it and stuff. Actually, today is the first day of the World Vitiligo Conference that they hold every year.
Wow.
And they hold that in a different city every year. This year's in Minnesota, so Minnesota will see a lot of beautiful spotted people over the weekend because it'll start today and it'll end Sunday. We have some of the cities lighting up purple on tomorrow because tomorrow is World Vitiligo Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage everybody to wear purple in support of someone you may know or just in support of vitiligo in general for us. But, yeah, you can look up. We have another myvitiligoteam.com that they can go to. It's just there's a lot of information.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of support groups across the country, around the world, if you will, that are supporting vitiligo and things like that. Because, like I said, around the world, you still have those places where people think vitiligo is taboo.
Right.
So they're shunned. And their families don't support them and things like that. So any support that they can get from anyone is welcomed. And, yeah, we just love all the love.
Absolutely. Well, I want to send my love to you, Tiffany. And speaking of that support, Radio Family, obviously, don't let just the month of June, because it is known as Vitiligo Awareness, but show that support on a daily basis. You know, wear purple every day. Purple is a gorgeous color to represent.
Yes, it's my favorite color.
It's one of my favorites too, Tiffany. And I just really want to say thank you. This has been such a wonderful opportunity to talk with you again since we initially met, and to get to know you and to again share that you are such a beautiful individual, both inside and out. Don't stop what you're doing, especially in educating us and teaching us and really helping us to better understand what vitiligo is and to continue in supporting others like yourselves, because we really need to support. We need a lot of support in our communities.
Yes.
With all the ugliness, with everything else that's going on in the world, one thing that we definitely need more of is love and support. So I love you, Mama, and for all that you do. And thank you for sharing this great information with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're
I love
welcome.
You, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, anytime.
I was going to say, Mama, you know, you are never a one and done on this public affairs program. Because I mean it. When I say your family, you're family. So anytime you need a platform, or you want to have this topic of discussion, Tiffany, you've got my contact information, so please reach out to me.
Yes, ma'am. I sure will.
And give your grandbaby, even though we didn't talk about her, give a big hug for me, please.
I sure will.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Tiffany Stansel joins me, Renee Vaughn, here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Definitely good people like Tiffany who are doing some incredibly wonderful things in our communities. Likewise for you, Radio Family, thank you for what you do. You keep up the great work as well. And Tiffany, with me, no goodbyes, my dear. So just until next time, okay?
Yes.
Absolutely. And indeed, Radio Family, until that next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.